the last remaining person that really understood the formula well, I think, was Steve Hole in terms of articulating it.
Yep, he's still working for the government.
I don't know where he is now.
Department of Law.
Is he straightening him out?
He really likes it or not.
He's on the fourth floor.
He's still working education.
All right. Would you then agree to Alaska 2000 with emphasis on the foundation and also to find out about corrections in the presentation?
And then one of the things in that, of course, is the suit that the Matsu Borough has is moving along. And that could be one of the factors that comes together in the a driving force depending on the outcome.
I just attended that Danforth Foundation brought back education chairs, and there were about 30 states. The one issue that is driving the whole change, educational reform, from the legislative point of view, is that issue of financing. Kentucky, and I'll have information to share with you, has major changes, and it was because they said you do not have equity in funding. Oregon, the same issue. It is the major driver, although there are other drivers in competitiveness. So I think it's an exciting and a good time for education. But what we're seeing is everybody's jumping on the bandwagon and the train's going on a lot of different tracks. So. But that suit that's coming, again, that's why I think we ought to get Covey over here, is from what everybody says, we're probably going to be right back in the soup again on the basic foundation. So you're right. It's been sitting there like a little time bomb, and it's getting closer to dropping. Are there other issues you'd like to have? Okay, well, just let me know. And I'm sorry that somebody thought we weren't going to have a meeting, because we were, and we did. All right.
What did you do, explode this morning early?
Meeting adjourned. Well,
first time you got